get more nervous in this room than anywhere else.
It's on your radio right now.
Do you know how to pop that coochie for a good?
There you go.
It's the world's most dangerous one to show.
Cut the cameras, I'm out the
Greek. What kind of show is this? My son listens to this show.
The Breakfast Club
with DJ Envy, the captain of this bitch.
With Angela Yee, the only one who can keep these guys in check.
With Charlamagne Tha God.
I'm a lovable asshole.
And this is the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Yo 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 yo.
Good morning, Drunkie Yee.
Man, listen, it was a long day yesterday.
Charlamagne Tha God.
Peace to the planet, it's Friday.
Angela,
we made it.
So twisty last
day after Powerhouse.
I don't remember. First of all, they should never make us do interviews after a certain amount of time. Cause I was at Powerhouse. I was there before both of y'all. While I was waiting for you guys.
Oh, traffic was crazy.
Everybody was like, let's do a shot, let's do a shot. And every time somebody new came in the room, they're like, come on, let's do a shot, let's do a shot.
There was no alcohol in the room.
Yeah, it's amazing how there was when we was there, nobody was offering us shots.
That was number water.
Yeah, but Yee had all the shots. That's why there was no more liquor when we got there, huh?
No, there was plenty. I was in the room that had the drinks, the bar.
Yeah, it's called the bar. Yeah.
Yo, Yee was so twisted. Did you see, do you remember when you almost fell?
When did I almost fall?
You were walking out with the camera, and I think you might have tripped or something, and you was stumbling. Somebody had to catch you?
No.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You was.
Do you remember smoking weed with Wiz Khalifa?
Yeah, I saw a video of it.
Okay. I saw a video of it.
Listen, and that was the other thing. I still feel the Khalifa Kush hangover effects.
Well, congratulations.
Today. I woke up today. I still feel a little out of it.
Mm-hmm.
But another thing that happened yesterday, and this is why I had to do some shots, was because I didn't drive there. I took an Uber.
Yeah.
And I let my friends drive my car. I said, listen, you guys drive and park. I'm going to just Uber over.
Okay.
What do you think happened?
They got into a wreck.
They crashed it?
Yes. They had a little
fender. They crashed your Panda?
Yes. They had a little fender bender.
Damn it, man.
And I do have a White X6. And right when they were telling me the story, Designer jumps on stage and Panda comes on.
Designer's crazy. And I don't know what he's on. If it's just life, he is just too much energy. Too much energy. Sometimes I feel like he just needs to sit down.
No, I think he'd be high.
You think he's high?
Yeah, he's having a great time in life. He is. It's a combination of two.
He needs to sit down.
No, no. If you would have seen an interview with Angie Martinez.
And somebody was like, oh, he's on alcohol, he's on drugs. I said, oh, he's also 19, old man. Like,
yeah.
Like the young man cook, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know where to go with this.
Well, yesterday was Powerhouse.
Yeah, it was Powerhouse.
That's basically what we're saying.
We got some interviews with some people that we
have to?
Yes.
Why?
It's part of the thing.
Can't we just talk about being there?
Nope.
None of the interviews from backstage are like really great because none of us are really talking to the people. Like, come on.
And listen, there was only probably one interview I did that I was not.
Who did we
that
interview?
I was sober.
Who?
When we did Young M.A. Yeah. That was the first interview. Then after that, I just went down.
Wiz. Yeah. Young M.A. was good.
I wasn't there for Young M.A. I talked to Fat Joe. Salute to Fat Joe.
And then what happened with you and Tory Lanez?
What
I heard was somebody sending DP pics or something like that.
DP? Somebody sent you penis pics?
I get them all the time, by the way.
From Tory Lanez?
No, in my Instagram.
Did you ask Tory Lanez for a D-pic?
I don't know. Maybe. We were talking about...
You don't know what she'd be saying when she'd be high and drunk.
I kind of remember half of that. I remember we were talking about...
Did he ask her? Did she ask him?
You might want to check your vagina for a condom this morning.
Yeah, but you did ask Tory Lanez for a D-pic.
No, I asked him if he does a lot of sexting. And then if he sends out pictures.
You don't remember.
Stop having conversations with you this morning. You still high and drunk from last night, okay? She sounds like Designer.
Yeah, maybe right.
All right?
Maybe right. Front page news, Yee.
Yes.
You really want Yee to report the news?
You're right. You are right. Uh-huh. And also, Issa.
Issa Rae. Yeah. Yeah. Issa. Like,
that's the homie.
Issa Rae.
That's the homie, Issa.
Issa Rae from Insecure.
You're not even drunk or high.
One of my favorite new shows that comes on HBO on Sundays at 10:30. She has the web series Awkward Black Girl. She'll be here this morning.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, well.
And we don't have to play any interviews from Powerhouse, do we?
Good luck. Yes. Good luck with this show today. We're going to have fun.
Why?
It's Friday. And here's Drake, Rihanna. It's too good. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Oh, my God. More Drake?
Yes.
As much as we play him, he wasn't at Powerhouse.
Sure wasn't. Some front page news. Thursday night football. The Titans beat the Jaguars 36-22. Now the Chicago debut. Dwayne Wade did his thing. Right? They won 105-99 against the Celtics. The Hawks beat the Wizards. Spurs beat the Kings. And the Clippers beat the Blazers. Now Obama
Yes.
He's freeing some people. Did he free Big Meech?
Well, President Barack Obama commuted the sentences of 98 inmates. Those inmates were mostly convicted on nonviolent drug charges. And he did say these are individuals, many of whom made mistakes at a young age, who have worked diligently to rehabilitate themselves while they were incarcerated. So,
did he free Bobby Shmurda?
You got to go. If you really want to do something, Max B, Bobby Shmurda, C Murda, okay?
Big Meech.
A lot of these people had mandatory minimums, and it was nonviolent drug charges.
Mm. Okay. Let's talk about the Pence's plane.
Yeah, I saw that this morning. Now, the reason why Governor, Republican Vice Presidential nominee Mike Pence, you know, he's Donald Trump's running mate, his plane skidded off the runway while he was at LaGuardia in New York City. Mm. We got to leave from LaGuardia today to go to Birmingham, Alabama, for Magic City Classic. So, you know, the airport was shut down for quite some time. Mike Pence tweeted, "So thankful everyone on our plane is safe, grateful for our first responders, and the concern and prayers of so many back on the trail tomorrow."
Why was Mike Pence on a regular plane?
I don't think he was on a regular plane. I don't think he was on a regular plane. That was Trump's plane.
I heard LaGuardia and just thought regular plane.
No. Trump's plane is at LaGuardia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there were more than 30 people that were on board, but everybody is safe.
All right. Well, that's front page news. Now, tell them why you're mad. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. Maybe you had a bad night, bad morning, whatever it may be.
Maybe your friends drove your car and there's a little bang-up situation happened.
That's why you got so drunk and high last night, because you were
I need a drink.
Get over your car being hit?
Yes. Once they told me that, I was like, all right, let me calm down. Everybody's fine, but I do need like 10 drinks after that.
Ooh, wait till you hit reality hits you today because you're sober. Mm-mm. Is it total?
No. Oh. It's not that bad. They said somebody was trying. It was a lot of traffic yesterday. Yeah. I know you guys know. So they were trying to get to Powerhouse at the Barclays, and somebody tried to make a lane where there was no lane and scraped up the whole side of the car.
Jeesh.
Okay.
Wow. All right. Well, tell them why you're mad. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, yo, this is DMX. You know what makes me mad? When ask for the truth, but can't handle the truth, all right? Now tell them why you mad on The Breakfast Club, bitches.
How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Tell them why you mad.
I'm mad because my chick can't get her life together.
All right, that's what you get for dealing with bum bitches.
Nah, she ain't a bum. She just ain't got her mom right, like she was or something.
Okay, come on now. Why would you say that?
Yo, for real, I don't understand the thought process of some chicks. Like, they really just be flipping out for, like, no reason. Like, my chick just called me flipping out because she went out last night and got drunk.
So she mad at you for that?
Yeah. Like, how did that happen?
I don't know, bro.
By the way, this ain't no bro. This is one of Young M.A.'s partners, right?
Oh, she hung up.
Oh,
he hung up. I don't know. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Zena calling from Jacksonville, Florida. How you doing?
Hey, Zena. Tell him why you mad.
I am so mad. I am working on a substitute teaching job for a maternity leave, and I have these 11th grade honor student English kids, and they want to go see Boys to Men, and I think it would be such a positive experience for them. And the tickets are outrageous.
Man. You from
45,
Jacksonville?
Yes.
And you got $45. Kids that want to see Boys and the Men? Why not Boys in the Hood?
Boys to Men?
What? I'm trying to keep them out of the hood.
That would be nice if you could get them to go to see Boys to Men.
How much tickets cost?
$45 for the lowest price ticket at the community college here. And these are 11th graders. And, you know, they're listening to music, and they're just going, trying to find the oldies and the good stuff. They want to take a couple of their girlfriends. And I said, oh, I'm going to do what I can. But I'm on a substitute teacher salary. My husband's in the military. I don't have the money to teach them.
How many kids in the class?
Oh, I've got about 20 in the class. About 15 would want to go.
Add this up real quick, Keith. What's 25 times 15?
Well, if you think about it, 10 times 45.
25 times 15. Why would it be
$45? And then plus 450 is $900.
How much?
$900.
Listen, email breakfastclubam@gmail.com real quick. We're going to try to make this happen, okay?
Doing it right now.
Uncle Charlie, right, you got a nice heart, bro.
What you talking about?
He hasn't done anything yet.
Tell him why you're mad. 800-585-1051.
Just send some kids. First of all, I'm shocked that kids want to go see Boys and Men.
I'm you too.
This must be a slow
class. Think about it. They're 11th grade?
Yeah, no.
Listen. I feel like you should call Wanye and try to set up a meet and greet.
That's possible too.
All right. Call us up right now. Tell him why you're mad. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
That was Khaled for free. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, a little bit later, we have Issa Rae joining us.
Yes.
Salute to Issa Rae. I love her show, Insecure, on HBO every Sunday night at 10:30. And salute to that teacher who just called too. Has she emailed yet, Yee?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
We're going to get them kids to that Boys to Men concert.
Well, we pretty cool with Boys to Men. We did a drop for them.
Yeah, my people.
Maybe we could slide them in.
No, no,
we
my
people. Did
my,
my,
we my, did not. We did something for their special.
Yeah, and somebody on my team is real close to one of the boys.
One of the boys?
One of the boys. They're not boys
anymore.
One,
men.
Yeah.
They're men now.
A former
men
boy.
Now, yeah. We can make that happen.
We can wiggle them.
We can make that happen. All we right. can make that happen.
All right. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee.
I can't believe this happened. Mariah Carey is no longer engaged. There's two sides
she
to the story.
Up. She effed the money up.
Well, you know what? It just goes to show you that money isn't everything. Right. Just because you're a billionaire.
Okay, we'll get into that story when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it.
Club.
Listen up.
Well, Mariah Carey was engaged to James Packer, the billionaire from Australia. It turns out now they are no longer engaged. It seemed a little weird when Mariah had her Halloween party and he wasn't there and all those pictures that they took. But the word was that he just doesn't like to do Halloween anything. So, okay, he wasn't there. But now they're saying that James Packer broke up with Mariah because she had outlandish spending habits. Well, on Mariah's side of things, her people are saying a whole other story. They're saying that she had to leave him because he is mentally unstable. He has fluctuating moods and violent outbursts.
So who broke up with who?
Listen, first the story was that he broke up with her. And then I guess as a rebuttal on her side, they're saying she broke up with him.
By the way, this story don't sound far-fetched because remember when Mariah Carey came here to the Breakfast Club, she had her own lighting director.
We got the audio.
Oh, we got it? Oh.
You had lighting come beforehand.
Yeah, she has a light, her own personal lighting director.
I'm not mad at it.
That's why we need to cut these lights.
Well, yes.
Then they won't see us, though.
No, 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 but it'll be perfect because it'll be like
she
a
she said perfect.
No, no,
no. It's perfect if they don't see y'all.
They don't see y'all.
It's about me.
It's just about okay. me.
No, that's why I brought the lighting.
And by the way, that lighting director had been working for her for like 18 years.
And let's keep it real. Mariah has plenty of money of her own. So it's not like she got to spend that.
She ain't got no billionaire.
Listen, let's be clear about something.
She has hundreds of millions.
I'm sure Mariah Carey still got money, but let's just keep in mind, Mariah Carey is doing reality TV now.
When you that and that was another thing they're saying on his side of things, that he didn't like this whole reality TV that she's become obsessed with having her show and everything.
When you that level of star, you don't do reality TV because you want to.
All right, well, it turns out that they've broken up, and allegedly there's extreme animosity between both sides. They're saying the relationship was very turbulent for a long time, but the last straw was they took a yacht trip to Greece a month ago, and he did something to her assistant. That we don't know what that something is. I'm sure at some point it will come out, but that's what they're saying, and that he was very jealous of her relationship with her dancer and choreographer as well. I don't know.
Mariah could be having money problems, though.
You think so?
I mean, this is the rumor report. I'm just throwing a nice little rumor out there.
Oh,
I'm
so
just
you
saying,
really did?
It's because, I mean, she's doing reality TV, bro.
True.
You don't do reality TV because you want to when you're that level of star.
Now I gave you both sides. Now let's hear what Mariah's rep is saying. Now, her rep said to Entertainment Tonight that the couple had a huge argument while they were on vacation on a yacht in Greece and that she has not seen him since. But the fight had nothing to do with either of them cheating or with Mariah's quote-unquote extensive spending. None of that. So maybe, perhaps, according to her rep, they haven't quite called it quits yet.
Listen, man, if you spend money on a lighting director for 17-plus years, you probably do spend a lot of frivolous money.
And they're saying that he's letting her keep that ring that he got her.
That was like, what, $10 million ring?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Oh, no, she'd have to get that back.
What?
She definitely had to get that back. $10 million ring. No, no, no. You got to get that back, Ma.
Mm-mm-mm.
All right. Now, this was a great idea. It turns out that Teyana Taylor is going to be doing a workout video for all the people that want to look like Teyana Taylor. Now, you perhaps can get a little bit closer to that if you get this workout video that she is doing. And why not?
Yeah. You're going to have to work out to get that body.
Right. So after her, obviously, her Kanye West fade video, everybody's been talking about it. So now her fitness workout video is called Fade to Fit, and she's taking signups on her website before she starts telling all the secrets, and she did a little promo video for that as well. I saw that on the YBF.
Mm. Okay.
All right. Oh, and Donald Trump. Remember we told you about his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame? Somebody chipped it away and took the star. Well, he actually sat down and talked to TMZ, and he might be in some trouble now. I believe we have the audio.
Looking, let me see if we got it. Do we have it? Yeah, we have it.
That's the reason I did it was because of the amount of sexual assaults that not only my own family has experienced, but that the many women that Donald Trump has done this to. And the point of the exercise was to take the star and auction it off election day, November 8th, and then take that money and distribute it to the women who've been sexually assaulted by Mr. Trump. But I am a nonviolent activist. I've been arrested maybe 24, 25 times. And so I will turn myself in.
All right. Well, he has been arrested.
Oh.
James Otis, and they said he was very cooperative as officers arrested him for felony vandalism.
Envy in his sleep this morning. You had that much to drink last night?
I didn't drink.
Oh.
He had his kids there. Oh.
Traffic was crazy. I didn't get home till 3:30 or something like that.
Really? What? You know?
Should have left when I did. I told you when to leave.
I tried. My kids were like, I want to see Bryson Tiller. I just want to see Bryson Tiller.
It took you 3 hours to get home?
No. The show ended at about 12:30.
You said you got home at 3:30.
Yeah, the show ended at 12:30.
Okay.
We stopped, got something to eat.
Oh, my goodness.
You stayed until 12:30?
Yep.
Wow, God bless you, brother.
Mm. All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
Thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Issa Rae from HBO's Insecure will be joining us.
Every Sunday at 10:30, you can watch HBO Insecure. Or you might have seen her web series, Awkward Black Girl. I really love Insecure right now. That's a great show.
Okay, we'll talk to her when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Here's Drake.
Oh, God. Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Charlamagne Tha God, Angela Yee. We have a special guest here. We've been waiting for this young lady.
That's right. We requested.
Because we are fans of the show Insecure on HBO. And I'm not going to mess up your name. It's Issa Rae.
Yes.
Good for you.
Bow.
There we
bow,
go.
Bow, bow. Boom. Now, who is Issa Rae for people who don't know?
First of all, I can't start this without saying I'm a huge fan. Y'all make me care about everybody.
So really?
No, it's y'all.
It make me care.
Y'all and Terry Gross from Fresh Air are my favorite interviews.
Wow.
Like, hands down. But now I forgot your question.
Oh, no, who is Issa Rae?
Like, I'm just the self-proclaimed awkward black girl who has a show on HBO now.
That's a big deal.
I'm a writer, producer. Awkward black girl.
They don't usually give black people in general, but black women on HBO, a show that you're starring in, you executive produced, right?
Created.
I mean, it's been a long ass journey.
I heard, like 2 years, right?
Well, with them, 3 years, but like, you know, I've been doing this for about 9 years. The first YouTube series I ever created was in 2007 when I was a senior in college. Mm-hmm. And then Awkward Black Girl is the series that kind of defined me and launched my career, and that was in 2011. But I had two other ones before that one that, you know, were moderately successful, but this one by far is what launched my career.
So you like are you kind of like an internet star? We don't give internet stars enough credit because it's always like the A-Towns and...
It is. You know what I mean? Those are the real...
You just compared her to A-Towns.
No, I'm just saying, like, this is a real...
You know A-Towns just signed a Soulja Boy, just so you know.
Are you kidding me?
He really did. They just... Okay, but
he's a certified. Like, she got an HBO show out of this.
Yeah, but I still don't... I'm just never an internet star because they have, like, millions of viewers every day. Like, people don't really check for series in the same way that they do, like, one-offs or blogs or personalities.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So we very much had to build from the ground up. And I credit, you know, for sure the viewers of this show, of Awkward Black Girl, for the reason that I have a show on HBO now, for sure.
Now, I had a chance to get your book as well.
Well,
the Misadventures of an Awkward Black Girl. And I know you went on tour last year.
I did.
And it's a great connection because I feel like I'm really awkward all the time, too. And you're kind of like the female Seinfeld or something like that, or maybe like Curb Your Enthusiasm, Larry David.
Yes.
In a way.
I grew up watching their shows. I mean, Seinfeld for sure, and then Larry David. I love how they take the minute, like the stuff that everybody goes through, the little things, mm-hmm. and they amplify it and they make it funny. And I love just like relatable humor where you're just like, oh man, I just went through that, or oh, that's me, you know.
Right, and then you rap in the mirror about it.
I do rap in the mirror, but in the show, you know, it's a way to just get that angst out. And the frustration out is just like, I'm going to rap in the mirror because I'm not going to say this out loud, you know.
So you don't do that in real life?
No, I don't do that.
I kind of felt like you do.
I did too. I was like, that's kind of dope. Like, that's better than a diary.
You know, no. Many people probably be at home rapping in the mirror now after they watch Insecure.
I mean, if it works for them, but no, I don't have skills like that. I'm more of a journal silent writer. And I am a bit more honest in real life. Mm-hmm. Like, if something's bothering me, if I want to get something off my chest, I'm just going to say it. I've had to learn to do that.
Now, I'm trying to decide if I feel sorry for you or for your boyfriend on the show.
Ooh.
Because I'm not sure who I feel bad for.
I feel sorry, like, for the boyfriend. But
you
I'm
do?
A man.
So well, but he's also, like, not doing nothing.
He's trying.
He is trying.
Why y'all can't love
he
a man's ambition?
He wasn't trying that hard, though.
Because she's been with him for
and it was her
5
birthday.
Years. He's been unemployed for 4 years.
He ain't trying
and
that
down
hard.
In the dumps for, like, you know, 2 or 3.
I get it. If he was rapping, I'd be like, all right, leave him.
No, but I mean, he is trying. He wanted to do his app. It didn't work, and he is kind of crippled by failure. He's depressed, and she doesn't know how to deal with that. So it is, like, a very much... You know, you can, you have the right to feel bad for him.
Right. Anyway, but then I felt bad, like, your birthday.
He f***ed on my birthday.
I don't care how depressed you are if it's my birthday.
The one day where right. you just have to make a difference, like, make some sort of effort. And he took me to 7-Eleven to run a Red Box. It wasn't even like.
Struggle love. You heard Jaheim. Jaheim's have to have struggle love, man.
You went in on Jaheim.
I didn't mean to.
You got to stop mentioning his name, man, because it never goes well.
And then he's still going off on Twitter, too. Which is
just don't mention his name.
Hurtful.
It doesn't exist.
Are you really awkward, or is that just like a deflection because you are really strong, but you just don't want everybody?
You can be strong and awkward,
no, because most very strong people are strong, but then they're like, oh, no, I'm awkward. Like
no.
a spook who sat by the door, kind of.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I like that reference. No, I'm for sure. I'm always uncomfortable. I'm always socially uncomfortable. I'm an introvert. I'm shy. I'm all of those things. So I do identify as awkward. And even this, like the attention now to the show just makes it more so. Because I'm just like, I can't take compliments well. Mm-hmm. Like, I always.
Sometimes you got to just say thank you.
I know, but I do.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm
That's something that a lot
way.
Of people have to work on. When somebody says something nice to you,
yeah.
you just have to say, oh, thank you so much.
I'm the same way. I'll be like, you. That's what I do. I'm the same. I do not like compliments. I'm like, man, whatever. I don't know why. I deal better with
ridiculous.
Hate.
Ridiculous.
It's more comfortable
it
to me. I don't know
it
why.
Is. It is. It hate actually humbles me more because I don't like to. I don't. Yeah. There's a lot of attention. I would rather. I love compliments. Don't get me wrong. I love it when people say nice things, but I'd rather you say it behind my back.
The realest thing said about you is when you're not around.
Real. Yes.
All right, we got more with Issa Rae when we come back. Please watch Insecure on HBO every Sunday at 10:30. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. That was Nelly and Kelly with Dilemma. And we got Issa Rae from HBO's Insecure right here from the web series Awkward Black Girl. She's getting a lot of money out here. Her star is rising. So when you going to start acting regular? You still on Tumblr, you still on social media, you still be talking to people. I mean, when you gonna stop acting regular?
Stop acting regular?
That is pretty regular.
I don't know.
It's gonna come a point. Season 2 and 3, you're gonna be like, all right, I can't just tweet with you.
When did you stop acting regular? You still do the same thing.
I know.
He still be going back and forth. Listen, Charlamagne gets too upset about things. And you do too. I see you, like in your book, you analyze people's tweets. I saw you wrote about how you got upset because a stripper got mad at you.
Yeah.
What happened?
And I didn't even understand.
I ain't read the book. I got to read the book, man. That's on my to-do list this weekend.
I was watching the Grammys, and I tweeted something where I was saying, oh, somebody was performing.
If you were a stripper, you would come out to UNITY, and you would be a...
And I would come out in a pantsuit.
Yeah.
because... I can't remember. I think I said a respectable... But she didn't like
stripper,
a respectable
right.
stripper. Which, in hindsight, okay, maybe I shouldn't have said that. But she was like, oh, how brave of you to come out not like all of us whores. And she just went in. And I didn't understand it at the time. I was like, I wasn't coming for you.
And then she
went
to her page and saw who she was. And then said, listen, when you guess it, because I guess she had said she was sleep deprived and couldn't sleep.
Yeah. So I was trying to be empathetic. I was like, I went to her page and read her tweets. And she was like, you know, talking about how she hadn't gotten sleep. And so I was like, hey, we should talk about this when you get some sleep, grumpy and grumperson. And she was like, we should talk about this when you get some empathy, you whorephobic ass. And then she blocked me.
There's a thing called whorephobia? There's too many phobias.
But wait,
now.
Listen to this.
It just is.
So not only did she get blocked, then she went to another page to go look at her tweets because she was blocked.
You really was like, upset you upset this stripper.
I was just like, why does she do that?
Yeah.
And I didn't understand why, but I made her upset. And like now, 3 years later, I'm like, okay, like I get why you were upset. And you had a right to be upset. It's because I'm coming at your world and I'm coming in a way from like speaking like I'm above it. But of course, like I don't like to upset people. Now I'm realizing, like,
you
no matter what I do.
You cannot please everybody ever in life.
Everybody.
There's always going to be people to say rude stuff to you. If I go to everybody's page, sometimes I do just to be like, somebody be like, oh, you're so ugly. And then you go look at their page and you're like,
your life.
All right, now.
Right.
Don't y'all, I feel better.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't y'all think y'all too accepting as women, though, sometimes?
Because no,
it's okay for, like, growing up moms and grandmas would be like, yo, they wouldn't want you to be no stripper. They would tell you, respect yourself. So what's wrong with you telling that to somebody now?
Because that's one of the, one that's not my place, and there's an assumption there that she doesn't have respect for herself.
And I think plenty of strippers and ex-strippers who are cool people, popping.
Yeah, who just want to do that. And, like, there is a talent associated with stripping. Like,
yeah,
there
I
is.
Do. I don't like strippers that don't have talent, though, because...
yeah, I
no,
think
but
that's
seriously,
a different
there's
story.
Some strippers that just, like, walk around. I like when they can do stuff, like, have tricks.
I don't
and
like
can
strippers
dance
that
and...
don't have goals. Seriously, like, you have to have a goal. Like, it has to be an end
like,
goal
if you're
for stripping.
Be
you
a
can't
great
strip forever.
Stripper.
Same way you tell drug dealers you can't sell dope forever. You can't be a stripper forever.
Well, then there's, like, at least, like, promotions in drug dealing. That's
right.
Like, you can get to, you can aspire to.
You don't
want to
be, like, the one on the corner. You'd rather be the one that supplies the one on the
right,
corner.
Right, right, right. But,
real.
Like, what is the, I guess, what's the kingpin strip level?
There's no queenpin stripper. That's
yes,
real.
The queen, because you could be the featured act. And you can also travel to other places.
Oh, and
make
like
money.
Perform
yeah
in Dubai or like for Saudi.
Right,
princes.
And you don't want to be like the Monday at 11 in the morning stripper. You'd rather be Friday
like
night, Saturday night featured when everyone comes or they're big. If they have a big night that night, you want to be the one that's there.
But you
there
can't still do it forever. The same way when rappers come here and they over 40 and they still acting like thugs and street dudes. I'm like, bruh.
Yeah, you gotta elevate.
Like, come on.
Right.
So you just answered your own question. There is a level of respect
yeah
that yeah strippers have.
How much of this show is based off your real life?
I say that this character is like, you know, 80 to 90% me. If I didn't know what I wanted to do and mm-hmm if I made different decisions in life. And I think I'm a bit more empathetic than she is. But for the most part, it's me.
Well, that's awesome. And Charlamagne, I did tell him he has to read this book because I found it to be quite entertaining. And I actually know some people who work at the publishing company. They were saying on your tour that people were crying. Like she said, she almost cried just hearing some people's stories because a lot of women, they don't get to see stories about people who mm-hmm are just regular, awkward, not, you know, had this glamorous life. And it is something that people can relate to.
Which makes me happy because that's really, like, we're just trying to remind people that black people are human at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. And we're not shunning the fact that we are black. Like, that is very clear. Of course, we address racial issues, but I'm so tired of seeing shows where, like, race is the burden or,
right,
like, racism stops things. And I say, like, to me, in the life sentence of being black, racism, for the most part, is, like, the comma. Like, mm-hmm, we're so used to it, we're just like, I'm still going to go about my day. I'm still going to pay these bills. I still got to deal with these relationships. Occasionally you get like a period or an exclamation point where you're like, hold up, okay.
Damn, a white
did you just call
yeah
me nigga?
Yeah, did you just call me nigga? Nah, I got it. But for the most part, like, that's just, we deal. That's how we want to address these issues in the show, and it's just a very, like, real way.
True. We got more with Issa Rae when we come back. It's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. Yep, it's the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. We're here with Issa Rae. You can watch her every Sunday at 10:30 on HBO with her show Insecure. I have a level of respect for you because you're so dope and you're smart, but I have my level just went up because you still have the tag on your coat. And
oh, you
that's the type
that
of person I am. Like, I am that. You gave me this to wear for an appearance.
I came to New York yes for this, but I do love this clothing company. Shout out to Theory.
Yeah. Now, I wanted your opinion on this. You got it, Q?
These Spanish and these white hoes, they just start getting finer than the mother. Y'all black hoes better tighten up. Y'all doing all that extra for nothing. You get your ass done, your done, and you're paying $150 to get your makeup done just to go to a mother a local club. These Spanish and these white hoes is getting very spiffy on y'all. They around and learn how to fry chicken. You hoes, this is useless.
Let's see if this media training been working. How you feel about that?
I mean, I just want to know what black woman listened to that and was like, oh, shit, gotta tighten up. Because Trick Daddy said so. Like, no.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, who is this message?
It kind of went in and out.
Who listened to that and who did it get through to? Because I didn't listen to it and go, oh, shit.
You know.
Well, he's spoken.
He doesn't
you know
want me.
He doesn't want me. God dang it. I'm going to lose Trick Daddy.
I gave Donkey the Day to Trick, but I was talking to women too. I'm like, why do y'all, it's Trick Daddy.
He's going to say what he says.
Right.
And I don't agree.
He loves the kids.
But I also don't care. He loves the kids. He also loves the hoes.
Right.
And people constantly come for us. Mm. People constantly come for black women. And yes, I can understand the anger because it's like all the time people are coming for us. But he does not matter.
That's why you named the show Insecure, right?
I think so. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that there's just multi-levels. Like, there's the insecurity of being Black and that the definitions of that. There's the insecurity of even being in the workplace, which we address, and having to juggle multiple identities. And, of course, in a universal way, like the relationships. And then just, I'm coming on the narrative of, you know, like Black women are constantly portrayed now, which is amazing, as flawless, fierce, like all these things, like magic. And I just remember just not feeling that way. There's a journey to get there, right. And that's kind of what we want to show. I call it the prequel or prelude to Black Girl Magic, and we're going to watch these characters kind of find themselves.
You know, as a man, it's something that I'm starting to just have empathy for, because I didn't know Black women felt that way. Like, I'm dead serious. Like, I grew up around strong Black women. They were always the strongest people to me. So it's just like, when I hear you say that, I have conversations with people like Crystal, and I'm like, I didn't know y'all felt this way. Like, I really did not know Black women felt insecure and not worthy.
I mean, because we don't really get the outlets to be able to just be vulnerable and mm-hmm. be like, I keep going back to this word regular, but just, we are regular people. We're just like any other woman. And I think a lot of the burden is placed on our shoulders, in a sense, to be this strong person and to push through and to just ignore stupid niggas like Trick Daddy, you know, like, and that's just unfair.
It's interesting on Insecure, you seem like you're just embracing adulthood, but you're 30. Like, women mature faster than men, right?
Is that true?
I don't know.
No, because it's hard, because you're still at a point where, like, you know, a lot of women are 30 and they still aren't where they want to be in their career. They don't know exactly. It's a different day and age. Like,
it is, and I feel like you get a lot of you still get excuses when you're 20. People still say, right. Like, oh, she's just 20-some. Like, let her slide. But when you're 30, like, nobody's giving you excuses. They, just like you just said, people are like, bitch, you're 30.
You should have it together.
Like, yeah, have it together.
A lot of people don't.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're going to do with your career. Your man is still on the couch, not without a job. Am I going to marry him? Do I need to break it off and move on and think about my future? It's that time. It's
and
not
I think
like...
You're still doing adult things in terms of paying bills, and you're living on your own, and you're in these relationships. But I still think you kind of come into yourself and are more nonsense or are absolutely positive who you are by the time you hit 30.
How is Lena Dunham been supportive?
Lena Dunham's been extremely supportive. Yeah, absolutely. She's been on the book. Been a really nice person throughout this process and has gone above and beyond just. Since I've started. So.
How do you feel when people were going in on her? Like, the Black feminists on Twitter really went in on her a couple of times?
I mean, everybody's going to be the victim of internet outrage,
right.
For sure.
Not and you.
I'm problematic as I say stupid stuff all the time. I feel like you can't escape ignorance. Like, you can't. Like, every now and then you mess up. And I think this culture doesn't allow for that. And that's what
true.
Sucks about being like,
it's like
the internet public. Like,
people
you're like,
love to make jokes.
And they love to
in.
Bring it back up, mm-hmm. too. Like, oh, you think you the shit now, but remember back in 2011, you said this.
Yes.
And you just have to be careful, which sucks, but I'm going to fuck up.
And the rules are changing. The rules change every day. Like, I didn't know you couldn't call women females a year ago.
Yeah.
They went in on, I'm like, I think I. Calling women female my whole life.
I didn't know that either, and then I heard, and then I found out, and then I heard you say it, and I was like, ooh, he said female.
I didn't correct him,
but because was it during the Hillary Clinton?
I don't remember.
It was summer he said it, and I was like, ooh, you know, but I don't really understand why we can't say it 100%. Yeah. I don't really.
No, I've never liked it just because it's, every time I've heard it, it's been, but I would never be outraged about this. I'm not mad about it. But I always have heard it from other women, refer to other women as females. Like, mm-hmm. I remember being in high school and meeting girls who were like, I don't have no female friends. I can't stand females. And so it's had a negative connotation to me since then, because it just feels like it's like animalistic in some way. You're relegating them to, like, I don't with the female species.
But nothing else sounds right. I don't have no women friends. I don't have no girlfriends.
Well,
I guess you could say women
pretty,
and girl. Yeah.
Right. That sounded really nice.
You're right. Listen, we could sound like this. You got this clip? I love playing problematic stuff for you.
I just got into a big debate with this female because I'm on speakerphone with my Nick, and he say, where the hoes at? And I'm like, well, it's a couple over here right now. She get mad, talking about, ain't no hoes over here. But I'm like, look, I wasn't calling y'all hoes individually. The hoes is any group of females. I don't give if it's Oprah and Gail, SWV, if it's Destiny Child, if it's a group of hoes, it could be CeCe Winans and her sisters. If they together, they the hoes. Stop getting mad because we use the right term. Like, when a goose by itself, it's a goose. But when it's a bunch of gooses, them is geese. So you think it's a goose out here mad as hell when they say, look at them geese? And she like, no, ain't no geese over here, bitch.
It's a little logic
That's
there.
That's really, really stupid. It's really, really stupid. But that's his logic. That's his truth.
It works for Charlamagne.
No, that's stupid. I didn't understand that at all. I didn't get that at all. I mean, I like it because there is nothing more entertaining to me than that type of
that
stuff.
That is...
But no.
So, but yeah, he's functioning in life. So, good for him.
I just pray HBO is giving you the support you need.
They're giving me 100% support. Good. Like, all my LA friends have hit me like, oh, I just seen your billboard.
Yeah, no. Definitely.
And even out here.
I saw you on a bus.
I just saw me on a bus this morning. It was my first time seeing me on a bus.
And I had a lot of people hitting me up about it, too, even before. Yeah.
And then it's good. The work speaks for itself at the end of the day. Like, it's a great show. Like, me and my wife, I don't do too much appointment TV. Insecure every Sunday at 10:30.
Thank you guys HBO. For all of the love.
Look, come anytime, promote whatever you want to promote. Absolutely.
We appreciate it. We know by season 2 you might be over us, but you know.
I'm a legit fan, y'all. I watch all the interviews. Well, most of them.
You said when Sometimes you made Lil Mama cry?
I did not make Lil Mama cry.
Of course
cry.
I
that
saw
was
that.
6 years ago. That was Angela. I did not do that. That was not one of my proudest moments. Black women will not let me forget that.
But it produced one of the greatest memes ever. That meme where she has the tears in her eyes is the best.
See, this is why I think this is why it's confusing.
No. I still don't think you should have gone. Okay, that was right. You were very
okay. I was confused. There's no confusion.
It was like if Lemonade was made just via that meme because it's so appropriate for so many things.
I think I truly feel sorry now. At the time she came back, I still wasn't like, I don't feel like I did anything wrong. But now I feel like I was a little bit harsh.
Yeah.
We're growing.
I think that's part. You're allowed to grow.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I got two daughters. I'm married. But I just think I really did not know black women felt the way they felt.
Right.
And I even think about like my mom, right? My mom used to be in her room listening to Lauryn Hill, X Factor over and over.
Oh,
and I used to think she just used to like the song. But as I get older, I realized like, damn, my dad was really putting her through it. But she would never show us that. So I think that's one thing black women do. They don't show, when they are down like that, they don't show it. So
that's
they're forced
like
to always be strong.
Song when you break up to listen to
X
Factor. It just says,
even if you're not going through nothing, you
I
might.
Know it makes me want to go through something sometimes.
Somebody hurt me.
So, but it's like, as a man, we've been believing the illusion all these years that black women are just indestructible, you know, unbeatable, but they go through it just like the rest of us.
Yeah, because y'all put us through it sometimes, and you know you do. So,
we're all human. I don't know. Black women are amazing.
You sure?
But
play Trick Daddy clip again.
My hose is lit, okay? So I don't know about y'all. But no, I do think that, you know, we just want to show them being vulnerable and regular women.
Thank you, Issa Rae. Thank you for coming. It's The Breakfast Club.
The Breakfast Club.
It's about time.
What's going on?
This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Rob Kardashian has allegedly been threatening someone, and this is a guy named Pilot Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there were pictures of Pilot Jones in Blac Chyna kissing online available, and allegedly, Rob Kardashian has been sending text messages to Pilot. Leave my wife alone. I'm not playing with you. They said more texts have been sent, and the cops have them, where he has threatened physical violence if Pilot doesn't stay in his place. Well, exactly what happened, Blac Chyna actually went online and responded on Instagram to Pilot Jones. Now, she said, let's state facts. I've been quiet for too long. So JC Pilot Jones, whatever the F his name is, has already tried to put out a story saying that he's the potential father of my child. Really, N-word? Let me start off by saying this young man is gay. The only reason we took those pictures, and by those pictures, she means the pictures of her kissing him, was to, she was trying to be a good friend, and it was so he could send it to his boyfriend to make him jealous and say that he's going back to girls. She said, mind you, at the time, I thought this was my friend, and I didn't see my problem with it. That's petty.
That ain't petty, Rob. You a damn fool if you believe that stupid-ass excuse.
So you don't think he's gay and he was trying to...
Man, you know how dumb that sounds, G? Come on,
that's
I know you high
excuse.
And drunk hungover from last night, but that's dumb as hell.
If my boyfriend ever sees a picture of me kissing another guy, I'm going to be like, listen, he's gay, okay?
Yeah, he's gay. I'm just doing that to make my boyfriend jealous to go back to girls. No.
Now she also said, or are you mad at the fact that I did my Chymoji app without you, dumbass JC? You're a greedy ass, wanted to cut of something that wasn't yours, and you came at my lawyer asking for crazy money. You really mad, like you really stooped this low. Coming for a bee that's due in a few days? Really trying to start beef with my fiance? You're an effing joke. You just played yourself.
Rob,
wow.
Don't fall for that BS. Get a blood test when that baby comes, okay? Period.
All right.
It could not be yours, but you can never better be safe than sorry, right?
Well, I think she got a blood Chris test, Jenner right? Say? Huh? I think she got a blood test and all that, didn't she?
She hasn't had the baby yet.
But I think they can figure it out beforehand.
I don't know if she's gotten a blood test. I don't think so. If they have, I'm sure we'll see it on their reality show.
Did you say what would Kris Jenner say?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kris Jenner would say, why are y'all wasting this on social media? Let's get the cameras rolling.
Right, exactly.
Absolutely.
All right, Vine is dead. RIP to Vine. Twitter has announced they're going to kill off Vine. And they acquired that app, actually, 4 years ago. They were trying to bring video to social networking. They didn't give a real reason for it, but they said that there were some significant job cuts at Twitter because they're trying to be profitable right now. So
never got into Vine anyway.
You used to Vine.
Not really. I did.
You did early on.
Not really. I never was.
I tried to Vine. Actually, I just went and looked at my Vine after all of that happened, and I had some pretty funny Vines. So how can I save them? Vine. There was a lot of Vine stars, remember? People that were...
Mm-hmm.
Vine size, but I can see that now because I feel like a lot of people aren't on there. They said Snapchat came along, and even Twitter's not popping like that after Snapchat and Instagram expanded their video offerings. And so,
because visuals are better, people don't like to read. People don't even like to read when it's 100. People don't like to read, period. They used to like to read 140 characters. Now that's too much for them anymore. So now they just need pictures.
Now Vine even used to be in the top 100 free apps in Apple's App Store, and it just fell off. It's not even in the top 100 anymore. So, I don't know.
Yeah, things happen. All right. All of this social media we love is going to play itself out one day.
They're trying to say what's going to happen with Twitter next if they're having problems like that and cutting jobs. But we still use Twitter a lot.
Everybody definitely uses Twitter. That's because Twitter links to everything that we like.
Right.
It still links to Instagram, links to Facebook.
It's kind of like your core. Like,
yes,
Twitter's the core of everything, and then you have Instagram, you have Facebook.
Absolutely.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, Charlamagne, who you got that donkey for? Who you getting the donkey to?
I don't know yet. I'm still figuring it out. Okay, but somebody will come to the front of the congregation. We will have a word with them.
Okay, we'll get into that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Charlamagne, say the gang, donkey of the day. Charlamagne.
You are a donkey. It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkey of the Day does not discriminate.
I might not have the song of the day, but I got the donkey of the day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Yes, the Breakfast Club, bitches.
Who's Donkey of the Day today?
Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, October 28th, goes to a Texas A&M student named Miranda K. Rader. Now, Miranda was arrested on Wednesday night after authorities said she crashed her vehicle into the back of a parked Bryan police car. Now, I know what you're thinking. How much alcohol did she drink? How much drugs did she consume? College student runs into the back of a parked police car. She must have been wasted. Now, back in the day, that was probably a sure bet. But in this era, people get high off something else other than drugs and liquor. They get high off likes. They get high off retweets. They get high off all the comments left on Instagram and whatever other social media sites they're on. And Miranda K. Radar is no different because the reason she crashed into the back of the police car was because she was trying to send a Snapchat. Now, she wasn't just trying to send a Snapchat. She was trying to send a topless pic to her boyfriend via Snapchat. And she crashed the car around 8:30 p.m. As the officer approached the SUV, he observed Miranda K. Radar with her bra unfastened, trying to put her shirt back on. She told the officer that she was driving back to her dorm on campus and had been sending Snapchat pictures to her boyfriend while stopped at a red light. Now, let the record show. She did have an open bottle of wine in the car, and she failed parts of a field sobriety test. But social media was probably the primary cause of this accident, okay? You're not supposed to drink and drive, but being on social media and driving is just as bad because you don't even have your eyes on the road. When you're behind the wheel of a car, you should be focusing on one thing, and that's driving. Okay, it's impossible for that focus to be there if you are looking down at your phone or you're focused on taking a pic or video while driving to send to someone. Now, Miranda K. was charged with driving while intoxicated with an open container and ticketed for being a minor in possession of alcohol. But sadly, no charges were brought up for her Snapchatting and driving because I don't believe there's any laws against this. I'm sure it should fall under the same class as texting, but it doesn't for whatever reason. Now, look, kids, it's never that serious. Fellas, if you really like your woman, tell her, don't ever send me nudes while driving. If you want to see the tatas, wait until she comes over the crib to see them. And ladies, it's never that serious where you have to send a guy nudes while driving. Relax, okay? You know how dumb you look dying because of Snapchat? If you get killed because of Snapchat, they need to put the Snapchat logo on your tombstone. In fact, if you die because of any kind of social media, they need to put whatever the social media logo is on your tombstone. Do you really want it to read Here Lies Twitter Bird? Or Here Lies Instagram Camera? There's no way in hell I'm dying over something that's probably just a fad anyway. Can you imagine dying over MySpace back in the day? Dying over Black Planet? Huh? That's how foolish you will look dying over any of the social media sites that's out now. Smarten up, kids. Please give Miranda K. Radar the biggest hee-haw, please. Never mind. I was going to give her smooth sounds, but the biggest hee-haw was more appropriate. And the fact that she was on campus heading back to the dorm, couldn't you just wait till you got in your dorm to see?
5 minutes.
Not even five, maybe. Like, was it that pressing?
I tell my friends that all the time. Like, you don't got to do this right now.
You don't have to do this right now, okay? The tatas ain't going nowhere, and neither is a man that wants to see the tatas.
Now, Angela Yee's friends crashed her car yesterday.
It wasn't a crash.
Who was trying to send a Snapchat to who?
If it was L'Oreal driving, she might have been taking a selfie.
Well, apparently they were at a red light, and it was a lot of traffic, and somebody tried to squeeze past and make a lane where there was no lane and scratched the side of the car up.
They hurt the panda?
They hurt my little panda. My panda's bruised.
Mm.
Panda. Okay. And by the way, they did do a paternity test, apparently, on Robin China's show on the season finale. Just a correction from the rumor report.
That's what I said. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I didn't watch it, so I didn't see it.
I didn't watch it. I just seen it on social media.
So Rob's pregnant?
Yes.
No, so it is his baby.
Black China's the
so
father.
So he doesn't expecting. Have to do another paternity test.
Rob's expecting.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay, well, now we know where the weight gain comes from.
Okay. All right, well, that was the donkey of the day. Thank you, Charlamagne.
Mm-hmm.
When we come back, yesterday was Powerhouse NYC. We were backstage. We got to kick it with a bunch of artists. And we're going to get those back on. Young M.A. was one of them.
I missed that one.
Yeah, okay, after that, I started drinking.
That was Fat Joe and Angela Yee missed that one.
Well, I wasn't on schedule for that.
No.
You was at the bar.
You was at the bar.
I was at the bar, but I also wasn't on schedule.
You made it for Wiz Khalifa, though. You smelled that weed. You knew where to come to get some weed.
I was on schedule for that.
My goodness. All right, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Notorious B.I.G. with Juicy. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, last night, Powerhouse NYC, we got a chance to chop it up with Young M.A. She did kill it on stage. Let's check it out. Young M.A., we're backstage. Powerhouse, you can hashtag Powerhouse NYC backstage with Young M.A.
Yeah, word.
You ready?
She's entirely ready. Too calm. It's freaking me out.
Yeah, it's too calm.
Yeah. Y'all want me to do?
I want you to be hyped, jump, do a backflip, something.
This is how Brooklyn is. We
this
chill.
This is me all day.
Mm-hmm.
But this is your first time performing at the Barclay, right?
Yeah, it's my first time in the Barclay.
No
way, inside?
You never been to a game here, nothing?
Nope.
Damn it.
But you're from Brooklyn.
That's usually the case sometimes.
You never were curious, you know?
Hell yeah, I was curious. Oh, I'm happy to be here.
Now, a lot of people have been saying that me and Young M.A. look like twins. I don't know if you've seen these.
What?
I ain't never see that in my life.
Who said that?
I thought they were saying me.
They said me and Young M.A. look like twins.
Yeah.
What? I've seen that.
What visually impaired person said that?
Who said that? You know why? Because she straightened her hair the other day, and they were like, oh, that looked like Angela Yee.
For real?
I got tagged in it like 100 times.
No, I didn't see that.
Wait, did you see the picture of us that everybody put makeup on your face? Have you seen this one?
I saw that one. I thought that was real.
No, they gave a mad blush and cheeks and mascara.
Some little horny old man.
Crazy,
man.
Are you bringing anybody out tonight? I heard rumblings that it's possible that you could do something special tonight on the stage.
Evie's always trying to ruin a surprise.
I'm sorry.
I can't really say right now. I ain't 100%.
So that's a maybe, that's a possibility?
She looks like she's not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Honestly. Really? Honestly, I'm not.
So what is the last thing that you got super excited about? Was it like Beyonce? Or?
Yeah, the Beyonce. When I opened up for Beyonce at MetLife Stadium, I was mesmerized, like, I was looking at everybody in the crowd like they was performing for me. You know what I mean? Like I was a fan of them.
Right.
That was crazy.
This is going to be 10 times worse because this is Brooklyn. I want to see this record in the Barclays, in Brooklyn, in your hometown.
Yeah. A lot of people have asked, too, like throughout the process, like who you're looking forward to seeing. And a majority of people have said you. So.
Yeah, I'm ready, man.
No pressure?
Nah, no pressure. I'm just ready
to
do
it. You got a banger right now, and you're from Brooklyn. The expectation is
I got to do
high.
What I got to do.
Okay. How many people did you bring with you? Because I know everybody was hitting you up for tickets.
Like a good 10 of my peoples that's like in the crowd. Then I got my peoples backstage.
And she got more passes than us.
Is there Henny in the holes enough. In the dressing room?
Henny in the holes in the dressing room.
I thought that wasn't enough.
Well, we look forward to seeing you.
Yes.
I'm looking forward to seeing me, too.
And are you signing with somebody yet? What's the deal? Are you going to sign? Are you going to close the deal soon?
I'm signed to Red Life.
Besides that, you going to stay independent?
I'm independent right now, man. That's all. I can't speak for the future, but right now, that's where I'm at, independent.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you enjoying this moment, like, with all this heat on you right now? Or is it, like, a little overwhelming? Or are you just in
I just can't wait to, like, when they be like, when I come on that stage and just see the love. Like, that's what I'm anxious for. Like, all this is the calm stuff. I know I got to get this out the way and stuff like that. But I'm ready for that moment when I just come out and just go in and everybody's screaming and all that. That's what I'm waiting for. That's
now, dope. Do you pay attention to all these fake stories that be going around about you? They be like...
Oh, yeah, I seen a few of them. I'm like... It's crazy because some people stories. Be believing it. And I'm like, why do y'all believe this stuff? But I ignore it, man. I don't feed into it.
Do you have a sense of humor about it? Do you? Is it like
yeah, it was one of
you?
Them. Yeah, one of them which had me weak funny? When it was... they said the police pulled me over because they thought I had a gun, but they mistaked it for one of my strap-ons.
Your dildo. Yeah, I've seen that one.
I'm like, y'all believe this? And one of them I didn't like because people was actually believing it.
Which one?
They was like...
One
guy was like,
popped out on stage.
Yeah, that was a funny one.
What happened?
They said, this just in, Young and Mace.
That was a funny one. I saw that one.
They said her nipple popped out?
Yeah, they said
it happened. She ran off the stage.
Come on, man.
But,
I saw the one where they was like, I had spit on the guy because he was like, damn, you thick. Some crazy. I'm like, yo, come on. So a lot of people was like, it was like a few people under my comments like, you spit on people, that's disgusting.
Oh,
like,
my goodness.
I'm well, like, they asked for it, you know?
Nah, I don't spit on people, that's cool. I'll knock you out first. I ain't gonna spit on you.
Hey, yo, come on.
What?
She said, not even in bed or nothing? Come on, yo.
She snuck that in there, because I didn't hear that.
Lip service.
It's great. Now, you looking for a shorty tonight, or you got a shorty? You and your shorty back together?
What? Oh, me and my ex? Yeah. Nah, I'm single, man. I mean, I ain't together.
See how y'all do?
How they do? You get hot. You get hot. You want to be a single out here?
Bye.
No, I'm chilling. I'm having fun, man.
All right, let's do it.
As you should.
Tonight, she's going to rock the stage. We look forward to seeing her, Young M.A.
And everybody, stop calling her Young Ma, please. Her name is Young M.A.
Young M.A.
Okay.
Right. All right, that was Young M.A. Now, when we come back, we chopped it up with the Don. Fat Joe, we'll get into that when we come back. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. That was Tory Lanez with Love. Morning, everybody. It's DJ MV Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Last night, Powerhouse NYC was crazy. We chopped it up with so many artists. We also got a chance to chop it up with Fat Joe. Remy wasn't around at that time. She was a little late. Let's check it out. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. The Don in the building.
Joe Kredak.
Fat Joe.
What's up? What's going on?
By the way, he's still holding on to that album. All the way up is like triple platinum.
Yeah.
It looked like I've been cooking.
Coming soon. I think we dropping the new single this week with Ty Dolla $ign. Money Showers is crazy. I think the album's coming December 9th. So,
okay. All right.
You know, we got fire, B. Let me tell you something, man. This album right here is so crazy. Mm-hmm. When you hear this album, let me tell you something. By the time, if you're a real hip-hop fan, by the time you hit, you're going to hear the first song, the second song, the third. By the time you hit the fourth, you're going to text about 30 of your friends and be like, oh, no.
Yeah.
This is for real what's going on here. So I can't wait to get it out to the people. But, you know, we had these sample clearances, and he ain't lying. We've been, you know, all the way up, double on platinum.
Congratulations.
Nigga trying to get $8 for
independently,
this.
Too. Nah, so we that's all his.
Have you made the money back?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh,
10 times yeah. Over.
Yeah. Yo, we all the way up. We all the way up.
Hell yeah.
Were you shocked by the success of it? Only because I hit a climb in the game.
What happens is I knew it was a hit. But the truth is, we in a game where it's up to the people right. to embrace the music.
Right.
So I've made some songs that I thought were smash hits, but the people, they ain't rock with it. But, you know, that's all I was praying for. Yo, God, please let them love this record. I know it's a hit. I went up against Khaled. I went up against Kool & Dre. I went up against Remy. Everybody picked another single.
Right.
Everybody had another. The album's crazy, B. Okay. So everybody was picking something else, and I was like, nah, this is it. And because
you the boss.
To agree with him, you know, yeah. The money really originally started from here.
Right.
So I'm like, yo, B, if I'm putting up all this bread, I'm picking the single. You know, so we good.
I look forward to hearing the album. I know the album's going to be crazy. When you talk about an album, and you the way you're talking so passionate, before you even played All The Way Up, you pulled me to the side and said, Envy. I got one, and I was like, I knew it.
I mean, you can't doubt them when the first record they put out sold 3 million. I mean, you know.
Well, ain't nobody really f***ing with this album. I'm going to be honest with you guys. Mm-hmm. I can't wait, because once it comes out, every car, everywhere, they just going to be bumping this album. This album is really, really something crazy. and my sister went bananas. She killed me on this album.
Like, I want to ask you how you feel about
destroying me.
Lyricism coming back. When you hear the bars are
starting
to come
God,
back.
Man. It's like, you know, come on, man. Let's just leave it at that. You know what happens is I embrace everybody.
You dumb down a little bit because
I think hip hop has to be diverse to where everybody does whatever style of music they love.
Absolutely.
You know, but thank God we trying to bring them lyrics back and hits. Mm-hmm. Shameless plug. I got my sneaker store opening up November 5th on 158th and Broadway. I'm inviting you guys.
Back to the sneaker store. The first time I met Fat Joe
was in our sneaker store.
Yeah.
No, but this is a different, you know, it's big Fat Joe.
Right.
Some people keep asking me, yo, what's up with your cribs, MTV cribs? I'm like, I could fit that in my crib now.
Right.
You understand? About what Fat Joe did MTV cribs. Mm-hmm. You could fit the crib you was living in the you living in now.
Right, absolutely.
You! So what I'm saying is, you know, it's a big difference. You know, the store is, it looked like the Hamptons in the middle of Washington Heights.
Wow.
So when you walk in, that's how I want my people to feel, man. I want my people to feel empowered. I want them to feel like, yo, we got some super fly shit. We got all the stock. We got every sneaker nobody ever got, Jordan last
back
year.
Say if
you was your check came the next week,
right?
And they all got them that week. You can't get them no more.
You got
no. Now we got every pair.
Wow.
And we selling them face value, the price of the box.
Really?
Box price. We got joints that you could probably resell 10 minutes later for $1,500.
So
you got
Fat Joe made a lot of money off all of it.
We got everything.
Wow.
He made a lot of money off all of it.
Hey, yo, Charlamagne.
He just giving them away now.
Now we gotta give it to the people. We gotta give it to the people.
That's dope, man.
They deserve it, man.
What's the name of the store?
Up NYC. I gotta get out.
Don't stop promoting this thing.
We all the way. I gotta get
up NYC. He's about to touch that stage. Don't look for the store. That's November 5th. Yep. And the album, December 9th. What's the name of the album?
Plata o Plomo.
Planta Plomo.
Yeah, man. That's Money or Lead.
Is Remy here or she late?
She's late.
Yeah, she's late.
Story of your life, Joe. Story of your life.
Late. Goodness
it's okay.
Gracious. All right, that was Fat Joe. When we come back, we got some rumors on the way, so don't go anywhere. It's The Breakfast Club. Come on.
Got me up all night. All I'm singing is love songs. She got me.
Listen up.
All the gossip. The Rumor Report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, there were some rumors that Little Mama doesn't like Nicki Minaj too much. She had posted a photo of Little Kim wearing a pink wig. Remember that? And she captioned it, like, Little Kim ain't make bees want to rock pink hair at some point. Like, Misa Hilton, what's that issue say? Respect the architect, B. Now, it seemed like people thought she was talking about Nicki Minaj. I don't know if you guys remember this. And it seemed like something was going on between the two of them. Well,
never crossed my radar.
Little Mama spoke to the Jasmine brand, and she said, to be honest with you, I'm only responding to the things that are being said. And I feel like most people, they go with who they feel isn't supreme at the time. And they say, oh, no, she's doing this, she's doing that. It's almost like being in class and somebody keep kicking your chair, and then you turn around and smack the ish out of them. And they're like, whoa, she's crazy. Why did this person start with me? They keep pushing me. And she said, well, I haven't seen a push yet. You know what I mean? So in other words, she's saying it's easy for me to get out of my seat, push it back and smack the ish out of the person that's kicking the back of my chair. But why do that when at the front of my class there's a black man being lynched or there's a black man being kicked down by our oppressor? So she said, I feel like these women, Nicki Minaj, Lil' Kim, who else? Many of them, they are all 6 to 10 to 20 years my senior. I have so much time and space to grow that even if someone else is ignorant, let them be. Because once you pass 28, 30, you begin to get set in your ways. She said, I can't teach older women how to be women. I can only teach the younger generation how to be women.
I'm confused, though. Who's kicking the back of Little Mama's chair?
I guess she feels like she's being egged on.
Oh, the beef with Nicki.
Oh, the like beef with Nicki and them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense.
And they just keep on kicking her chair. But what she's saying is that there's bigger things going on in the world.
She's right.
And so she doesn't even want to focus on things like that.
She's absolutely right.
She said, I need to focus on making music and music that reflects that and the responsibility that she wants to take on.
Right.
All right. So that's a positive message. Raven Simone is leaving The View. Guess what she's doing?
What?
She's doing a That's So Raven spinoff. She's going to reprise her role as Raven Baxter.
Mm-hmm.
and she's already trying to get casting to find the actors who are going to play her kids.
Now, if I remember correctly on That's So Raven, she could see into the future.
She's psychic.
Yeah, I would like for her to see into the future now and know that a That's So Raven reboot is not going to work.
Now she's a divorced mom with two tweens of her own.
No.
And one of them has inherited her ability to be psychic.
No, Raven.
What?
No, no, no. That is not a good idea. Nothing
so
about that.
So you're not here for
idea.
It?
Absolutely not. That's like when they did Boy Meets World again, and they had like the old Topanga with, what was the dude's name? I can't remember his name. Like, it wasn't good.
But
like,
what about they redid the one with that had the twins on it, Full House?
Trash, another trash on this trash.
That was really bad.
Like, no, I don't want to see that. No, sorry.
What would you like them to bring back? You know what I would like? I don't know if you guys remember this show, but Out of This World, where she could freeze time.
Blossom.
No, it's called Out of This World.
Just bring back Different World, A Different World.
I would like for them to bring back A Different World with a new scene. They could have kept Different World going. They could have just been showcasing different black colleges.
Absolutely. A Different World should come back.
Out of Time was trash, too. Yo, it used to be a lot of trash TV. Out of Time, I used to watch that, but it was trash. Alf, I used to watch that, but it was trash.
Alf, the alien.
Yeah, that was trash.
Harry and the Hendersons. Doll. Y'all remember that when they did a TV show about Harry and the Hendersons?
No.
That was trash. Okay. Remember Dinosaurs on ABC? Mm. That was trash.
We're really walking down memory lane right now. You watched a lot of TV, Charlamagne.
I did. You need to get out of the house.
MacGyver.
MacGyver was dope.
MacGyver was trash,
MacGyver
bro.
Was dope.
Didn't they bring back A-Team?
A-Team, when they brought that back, that was trash.
You guys
are. That was my joint, though.
Worst critics.
Quantum Leap. Quantum Leap is still good. They should bring that back. Now, that was dope because that was an ill concept. The concept was he could jump in and out of people's lives and help them fix their lives. That was dope.
You know what? So you probably like the X-Files.
I didn't like X-Files.
Wasn't it about UFOs and stuff?
I did. I didn't like it, though. It was one episode X-Files really scared me because it started off as an episode of Cops. And I thought it was Cops. And this cop ran into this house and there was an alien there. And I was like, whoa.
What the heck is wrong with you?
All right, now, if you want to marry a billionaire, James Packer is single again. That is Mariah Carey's fiance, or he was her fiance. Now, first, the rumor was that he broke up with Mariah because she spends too much money. Her spending habits were outlandish. But now, according to Mariah's people, they are saying that she was the one that had to break things off because he had fluctuating moods and violent outbursts. And there was some incident that happened on a yacht with Mariah's assistant. We don't know exactly what went down, but supposedly that's what it is. They haven't been together for over a month now. Matter of fact, she had that Halloween party and he wasn't there at all. So we'll see if they end up getting back together. But word on the street is it might be over for good this time.
Okay.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now, when we come back, we got the People's Choice Mix, 800-585-1051. And shout out to our family at Revolt. We'll see you guys on Monday. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.